Yes, welcome to Sid Valley Radio. It's John Borrett here, the old miserable Gil had the Marine on the seafront. I'm not in the seafront anymore now. I last saw a long time ago now, but I still do a show because of modern technology. I can sit in my little place in Bridgewater, just outside of Bridgewater. Bridgewater's not a very nice place. And and what can I really say? Yeah, I do a show, and it's all on my Revox, my reel-to-reel. And this week, these are singles. No, they're not singles, they're LPs, but not many tracks from an LP, because I got a bit selective. And these were what I used to do in those days. There was a chap in, oh, crikey, somewhere in Scotland, I think it was Gordon Innes, I think his name was, GI Records. And I used to order from them, and then I used to sort of ask people what they would like to get, and sort of sat in the pub, you know, people were interested in music a bit. And so I used to sort of get these orders in, probably about 20, 30 LPs, and then I would record them myself, the bits I wanted on them, and then I would hand them over to the people. Does that seem fair? Yeah. They were oblivious to it, I think. Well, probably not all of them would be, but yeah, that was what I did. And so what we're hearing today are some of these LP tracks I did then, back in about 1970-something. So they're all goldie oldies, as we can call it. And my Revox is a good old thing. It really does play well. So with that in mind, once I start it up, I won't really stop it at all. I'll talk over a bit of it at times. But I will now press the button. We should start with Gladys Knight and the Pips. That's the theory anyway. And they were good, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Then we're going to have Diana Ross, and I don't really like her. But Gladys Knight and the Pips were good.
It's sad to think we're not gonna make it. Thank you.
four total, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and they were on Tam Motown, and we've got one more track by them, and then we'll be on to Diana Ross. All I recorded from Gladys Knight and the Pips. So now we go on to Diana Ross. She'd left the Supremes by now. So, well, what more can we say? Diana Ross, don't really like her.
You once had a little more.
hearing Diana Ross, and she was on Tam Motown as well, and I think she was the pet of the person who recorded all the records. What's his name? Goldie, I think. I don't remember, really. This is now another track by her. Can you read the morning paper? Deliberate mistake out of the way, that's I'm Still Waiting by Diana Ross. I think the next track will be about the papers. We'll have to wait to see. Here it comes anyway.
Did you read the morning paper?
Yes, it's all about the papers.
Did you see the front head? They watched a parade passing by, and through the haze of last night's sleep, something familiar caught my eye. There was a couple looking so much in love. Yes, they had a front line view. And as I pulled the paper closer, I realized morning paper. Did you see the front headline? Did you read the morning paper? Baby, let me lend you mine. Now, I know why you've been working late each night. I no longer have desire to ever hold me tight.
Thankfully, we'll move on to somebody else. I recorded this ages ago.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong. I'm not that strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there.
will be the last Diana Ross. I don't think I've got many of her on tape anyway. But we now go on to the Small Faces, or the Faces. And I saw them at Western Supermare, and they were dreadful. And they bought the local paper, and they admitted themselves they were dreadful. So give them credit. Anyway, here comes Rod Stewart and the Faces. One thing about them, they did admit they were useless that night, and they were dreadful, there's no doubt about it. The Faces with Rod Stewart. Now, I don't know what we've got on next, have to wait to see. Marty Robbins. Now, I did see Marty Robbins in Gloucester.
When but a boy, I called it Sally. My life was young, not quite 16. We talked of things I sometimes dreamed of, and things beyond my wildest dream. At 17 I met Winona. Her warm red lips set me aglow. She taught me things she should not teach me. More than a young man ought to know. At 19 years my love was Sarah. She was much older than the rest of all the men she said had kissed her. She loved the way I kissed her best. Time has flown and I am older. My years are 5 and 35. Too late, too late. I've met my lover, a woman very much alive. Lolene, Lolene, your name is music. Your nearness makes my blood run wild. Alas, alas, I cannot claim you. Compared to me, you're but a child. So one last time I must be with you and kiss the lips that thrill my heart. And then goodbye, no more to see you. Forever we must be apart.
Yes, he was known as the Cassius Clay of country and western. Marty Robbins, we're hearing.
South of the border, and I'm not a native to old Mexico. But there's someone there fits my heart as though made to order, and it's fittingly proper through these eyes that love her so. If I could just write it off as mere fascination, then the problems we face would die where they are and not grow. But my will's not contained in the thoughts little minds now are thinking. Oh, I'm on my way to old Mexico. There are those who will shame us by showing rejection, but the game must be played in accordance to how the cards fall. And my life's not dependent on their kind of narrow affection. For the choice between them would be no choice at all. So the sound of the rails to my ears will be sweet, sweet music. The longer I hear it, the shorter the time we're apart. Soon I will see this band of the old Rio Grande lay before me, and the land that gave birth to the girl who now holds my heart. I'll be riding these same rails in the not too distant future. Life will be so complete, for in this very seat soon I know there'll be two and not one, for love's will shall be done, good Lord willing. Oh, I'm on my way to old Mexico, to old Mexico, to old Mexico.
Yes, Marty Robbins was the man who did the main show. But
here she comes, just a walk, just a walking down a
Bill Everly. No, Dawn Everly. Dawn Everly and Albert Lee was on that one as well. Anyway, I'm not really talking. This is Joe Jackson.
I took a walk around the market downtown, taking it easy just to see what I could find. I found the girls there, long legs and blonde hair, all getting set to make a mess out of my mind. Hey! Eyes left! I got the hard word, you know what I heard. They say the miniskirt is coming back in style. I say it's not fair, but why do they care? When you got power, then you use it for a while. Hey!
Gotta get a letter just right. It'll ring another telephone. No, gotta run.
Oh, that one's ended a bit strangely. Joe Jackson, Look Sharp, was the LP. And this was the hit from it. Joe Jackson. Now we're going to have Van Morrison.
Thank you.
Is called Into the Music, and what more can I tell you? Next track would probably be the best thing to tell you. Full scale, according to this. Except my friend Mike Berry has got all these tracks by Van Morrison.
Never ever heard. I'd like the show or somewhere entirely different to be. But baby, you make me feel so free. And so I hear from mistress calling me. That's the muse. That's the muse. But we only burn up with that passion when there's absolutely nothing left to lose. I'll make it to spring and there's no bed of roses. It's just my hard work and bad company. But baby, I want to say that you make me feel so free. All right.
Show, play it with one more Van Morrison. But I want to thank you all for listening, and it's proper community radio, Sid Valley Radio. So on that high note, I'm going to finish with one more track by Van Morrison, and thank you for listening.
Oh, Marcelo Pell. You're the one for me.
Hey, hey, hey.